Sech Nesalai's Perkei Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah continues discussing two protrusions, one on top of the other, the Zizin. And the Mishnah says, Ein Bohen Pesach Tefach. If they do not have a Tefach square. In other words, till now we were discussing where they each measured a Tefach square and therefore were able to function as an Ohel. But now this Mishnah discusses what happens if neither protrusion was a Tefach square. So it comes out that they're not going to be able to function as an Ohel, not to spread the Tumah and not to screen against the Tumah from breaking through. So Bein Sheyesh Binein Pesach Tefach, whether there's a Tefach of space between the upper and the lower one, Bein Sheyesh Binein Pesach Tefach, or there isn't a Tefach of space between them, it doesn't matter. Because Tumah Tachtein, if there's Tumah underneath the lower one, Beinehen, between them, Oyal Gabein, or above the upper one, Tumah Baikasva Oyla Baikasva Yeredes. The Tumah is going to break through and go upwards and break through and go downward. Because if you have a protrusion that measures less than a Tefach square, it's not going to function as an Oyel and it's not going to block the Tumah. It's not going to screen the Tumah from going upwards and downwards. So therefore, if there's Tumah beneath them or between them, that's considered cramped Tumah and it's going to break through and go up. And even if the Tumah is above the highest one, it's going to break through and go downward because there's nothing to block it from doing so. And then the Mishnah just sends off that even though we were discussing till now protrusions, but v'chein shtei yiriyos she'en gevoyos minoritz pesach tefach. If you had two lengths of fabric that had a tefach of a square tefach and they were above the ground, then halacha would be the same. So the Mishnah is just saying that it doesn't matter if you have a protrusion or you have a fabric, the halacha would be the same as long as it held to the measurements. In other words, it had a square tefach, and there was a square tefach of space between the protrusions. The halachas that we discussed from Mishnah Hay through Zayin would hold the same with fabric as well. Now we move on to Perek Tezvav Mishnah Aleph, and this Mishnah is going to discuss a halacha that we've learned many times, which is that in order for something to function as an oyel and spread tumah, it needs to be a tefach above the ground. Now, normally, when we talk about something being a tefach above the ground and forming an oyel, it's forming an oyel over empty space. For example, a tent. Tent, you have a covering that's over a space that's more than a tefach above the ground. So between the cover itself and the ground, there's empty space. Our Mishnah is actually going to discuss examples where the space underneath the covering is not empty. It's filled in with material. And nevertheless, the cover can still function as an oyel. And let's see the Mishnah. Sagois of, if you have a thick coat, so a coat is so, this coat is so thick that even when you lay it on the ground, it's going to, the top of the coat is actually going to be higher than a tefach above the ground. But obviously the coat is taking up the entire space. The koifes of it, where you have a thick wooden block, which also, the top of this block is a tefach above the ground, but the space underneath the block is filled up with wood. It's of the block. It's not empty. So then, enam avin asatumah, they're not going to function as a oyhel to spread tumah to kalim that are underneath them. Achiu gavoyim in arz pesach tefach, until they're a tefach above the ground. In other words, in this case, even though the top of the coat and the top of the block is more than a tefach above the ground, but we don't disregard the lower part of the coat or the lower part of the block and treat it as if it's suspended above the ground because it's one item. It's an entire block or it's an entire coat. And therefore, we don't disregard the bottom of the coat and treat the top part of the coat as if it's raised above the ground. However, kefulin zu agabe zu, if you have a garment that's folded into several layers, or you have several garments that are folded one on top of the other, like you have a pile of linen that's folded, and it's one on top of the other, so then, en mevia sasatuma achate al yon gavoy min arts pesach tafach. Then it will, the uppermost part of this garment, or the uppermost garment of the pile, is not going to spread tumah until the uppermost one is higher than a tefach above the ground. Now here what we're saying is that if the uppermost garment is raised above the ground by a tefach, then we are going to disregard the space underneath it. And the difference here is that the uppermost garment or the uppermost fold of the garment is a tefach, is itself a tefach above the ground. So then we can treat it as if it's separate from the rest of the items underneath it, and we can disregard those items, even though they're clearly filling in the space of the tefach between the ground and the uppermost garment. but we can disregard them for purposes of oil, and this uppermost garment will form an oil. Now, I just want to point out that the first part of this Mishnah, if it sounds familiar to you when we're talking about the coat and we're talking about the black, it's actually because we learned it already in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. And so the Mefarshim ask, why are we repeating a halacha that we learned, repeating it word for word? The first part of our Mishnah was already taught word for word in Perek Yud Aleph. So the Mefarshim say that since we ended off the last Perek discussing the fabric, the two lengths of fabric, so our Mishnah opens up discussing the fabric of a coat. And therefore, it just repeats the Mishnah as sort of an introduction to the rest of our Mishnah. All right, and let's continue learning the halachas in our Mishnah. Tavloyo shel eid zu agavzu. If you have two wooden tablets piled one on top of the other, einan mevias hasatuma achatei al yonah gavayim min aretz pesach tafach. So the same halacha, that two tablets, one on top of the other, if we want the upper one to be treated as an oil to spread tumma, it has to be raised above the ground, at least the tafach. And if it is, then we're going to disregard the lower tablets, or lower tablet, and treat the upper tablet as if it's over a empty space, and as if it's suspended above the ground, and that it's able to form an oil. However, says the Mishnah, that's only if they're wooden. If they were made of marble, then tumma by kasvayla by kasvi aretis. So even if the uppermost one was more than a tefach above the ground, it's still going to be treated as if it's as if there's no oil, and tumma is only going to go up or down. And the reason is because marble is treated as if it's considered part of the ground because of the material of marble. So it's treated as part of the ground, so it's merely a raised area of the ground. It's like you have a small hill in the ground, and the tumma is underneath this hill. So that's regular cramped tumma, which goes up in a straight line and goes down, but it will not, the top of this marble tablet will not function as an oil to spread the tumma underneath it to the sides.